USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is visiting New York and New Jersey to assess storm damage. This comes after the remnants of Hurricane Ida prompted deadly flooding in the Northeast. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken continue their visit to the Middle East, stopping to meet with American troops, Afghan refugees, and embassy officials at the U.S. Embassy in Doha, Qatar. Secretary Blinken credits those officials as the heroes of the evacuations.
Because of the work that you've done and our colleagues have done together so well, you've saved lives, you've changed futures in remarkable ways.
This comes after reports that the Taliban was blocking flights carrying American citizens and Afghans from leaving Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott signs into law the state's election reform bill after months of delay. Governor Abbott saying he expects the new law will have some legal challenges.
Whenever laws like this are passed, the first thing the Democrats do is they run to the courthouse and try to challenge it. I feel extremely confident that when this law makes it through the litigation phase, it will be upheld.
Texas Democratic lawmakers delayed the passage of the bill by skipping town on the special sessions and traveling to Washington, D.C. to speak out against it. There's an effort underway to educate children about 9/11 with the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on Saturday. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum launched a fund to support its educational programs. The museum has a website that features 9/11 lesson plans and webinars to give teachers a guide on teaching it in the classrooms. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new survey reveals Americans are frustrated with the CDC. The Gallup poll found only 32% say the health agency has presented a clear path forward in regards to the battle against COVID-19. 41% disagree with that claim. A Republican senator is calling out the State Department.
As the American embassy has been taken over by the Taliban, the State Department has no presence in Afghanistan. Yet when American citizens went into Afghanistan to rescue Americans, the State Department is trying to claim they did the rescuing. Arkansas Governor Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News explains the business of politics is attempting to undermine the intelligence of the American people.
Let me commend Corey Mills and so many other veterans over the last 3 weeks who have worked tirelessly, have sacrificed their time and their money in many cases to help our fellow Americans get out of Afghanistan, or in some cases, the Afghan interpreters who serve loyally beside them. They are some real heroes of this tragedy. It's not surprising to me that the State Department higher-ups have come rushing in anytime they see a good news story and try to take credit for it, since it's really been nothing but bad news for Joe Biden and Tony Blinken's State Department.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Roughly 400,000 people are still without power in Louisiana more than a week after Hurricane Ida made landfall as a Category 4 storm. At least 13 people in Louisiana have been killed by Ida. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.